Hungarian folk religion. When memorable events happen, when we face unusual circumstances, a crisis situation, or a feast day, we have to prepare ourselves for it. It is not a coincidence that our larger festivities are preceded by a time of readying. Sometimes in the Middle Ages, Christmas time consisted of 6 weeks of preparation, and it started around the time of St. Martin's Day. Today, this time frame is 4 weeks long. The Easter time frame stretches out for 6 weeks for 40 whole days plus the last week, the Holy Week. Pentecost is preceded by Easter, and the Eastern festivities connect the circle which manifests God's blessing at Pentecost. In a religious sense, it is necessary to prepare oneself to experience God's presence. It is necessary in everyday life as well. Whether a scientific achievement or a sports success is in question, there is no good result without a time of preparation. It is imperative that now, 3 years prior to the big spiritual and religious event, the International Eucharistic Conference, we are readying ourselves. We analyze our sources and re-energize them. It is very important that we focus on our Christianity and on our organic religiousness. We need to turn our attention to our traditional folk religiousness, which preserves the historic noble society's religiousness. It is important to folk religiousness that it recognizes the sacred time, space, and object, the sacred dimensions, physical and metaphysical. It is also important that it recognizes the connections among these entities along with their unity. It doesn't know the reality any other way, since reality doesn't exist without physics and metaphysics. Human life doesn't exist without a supernatural energy source. Man cannot be the face of God if there is only physical existence. The pure physical existence leads to an end.
Humans were designed
to be a part of endless existence. This is what we heard when we listened to tales in our childhood. The hero, even when he dies, would be resurrected with magical herbs who have destiny, and when he solves all the hardships that he faces, he will be a part of an everlasting happy existence. This is also our mission, our profession. This is the reason we were created. Those who don't live their lives as a creation by God, they will also experience this fate. The characteristics of folk religion and its traditions know the sacred places where God directly manifests himself, and they become pilgrimage sites validated by the church. There are two pilgrimage sites in Hungary, Mátraverebei-Szentkút in Nógrád County and Máriapócs in Szabolcs County. There are numerous other smaller places that exist with religious memorials, festivities, and gatherings. The participation in these events renew the believer's strength in their Christianity, and it serves them with a transcendent rejuvenation, since these places connect people with a sacred time and space. There is an order in which people visit these locations. In Mátraverebei, there are two festive days, Pentecost and the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but there are other festivities with great importance, such as the Day of Saint Anna. These localities draw the area's folks to experience the sacred days connected to these saints. There, within the sacred spaces and locations, they can rejuvenate their spirit. We also talk about the sacredness of material objects as well. This is the water from the well that burst after St. Ladislaus' horse kicked the ground in Mátraverebei-Szentkút, or a relic, a picture or a statuette of a saint that is sold at these pilgrimage gatherings. With the folks taking these items home, they expand the sacredness of the place to their villages and everyday existences. They radiate sacred power. This connection of sacred time, dimension, space, and objects will infuse spiritual ammunition to both peasants and noblemen. This is an opportunity for Christians to grow as humans, and with our roots, we grow with and into our historic Christian practice to become strong and determined in our faith, just like any other living organism. There is no plant without roots. Humans also cannot exist without being the face of God, without established intellectual and spiritual guidance and roots. By reliving our predecessors' practices and traditions, such as going to pilgrimage sites and places, we immerse ourselves in these festivities and their spirit. We have these possibilities where we can renew our spiritual conditions and refuel ourselves with the energy that will drive us toward God's eternal life while exercising our love to our fellow humans. In the practice of folk religion, this will give us a strong base to be close to nature and its natural lifestyle that is to be followed by folks who live in cities as well.